Is this Enya?
What is up, Board 8? Wait. Fuck you, Neon. Welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because the Serious Board needs a serious podcast. Absolutely. We have a clusterfuck show for you this week. We have three guest hosts, and Dante's here, but he's going to shut the fuck up. He's just our recording bitch. Number one guest this week, our loyal sidekick. He always sounds depressed. Neon Reaper.
Neon. Yeah. So, like, the latest Enya album was, like, last year, and I don't know if I have it, so I'm going to buy this.
Is she, like, 50? I don't know what that is. We have our first guest host who wasn't here his week. Tom stepped in. Mershiness.
Yo, bro.
Mershiness, you might be thinking to yourself right now, wow, Mershiness doesn't have a very gay voice. We'll get to that. And our fourth guest, the ratings drawer, P-Man.
Hey guys, it's me, I'm here.
Never do that again.
No, do it again. That was great.
Dante, I told you you're not supposed to talk.
I'm sorry, Master, I'll refrain.
P-Man, that's P-Man.
Hi.
How you doing, P-Man?
I'm doing fine. Oh, it's Pi-Man, by the way. It's Pi-Man.
So your dad's...
No, it's P-Man.
Your dad's asleep, P-Man? Is that why you're on here?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Wait, your real dad or Neon?
I disowned him.
So it's like, if Neon's sleeping, this won't be a very, very good podcast.
All right, well, we have two interviews to do, so let's shut the fuck up and let me conduct them, like the awesome journalist I am. We'll start with you, Mer, since you're an attention whore.
Okay.
But would you say you're like a top five attention whore on the board?
I haven't been paying enough attention to say that. I haven't really been paying attention
to yourself. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. I only pay attention to myself. I can't give a shit about the board, and so I can't really tell you about who else is an attention whore. But sure, why not?
What, is there a reason why you're so blatantly gay on the board?
Winter Kane?
Probably because I can't be in real life. That's the psychologist in me hard at work.
He came out to his best friend recently, folks. He also wants to fuck his best friend. That's a different
story. Yeah. Very badly.
That's really fucking awkward.
It really isn't.
We're gonna talk about
it's okay.
We're not gonna talk about that again. why do you insist on pushing pop music on the community?
Why do you insist on pushing podcasts on the community?
I didn't even try. I didn't even guess. This was Smurf's idea. I just
like talking about shit that I like, and if that's what it happens to be, then that's just kind of going to happen.
Even though you realize most of the board doesn't give a shit?
Yeah. If the three people that give a shit end up responding, then successful topic, in my opinion.
So if you don't even care about most of this board, and you don't pay attention to it, why do you stick around?
You know, it's just something to do when there's nothing else to do. It's not that I don't care about anyone there. There's people specifically there that I can give a little bit of a shit about, but as far as, like,
me?
The goings on and me? Whatnot, I don't really pay attention.
Me?
Yeah, you, Ice Hawk. I care about you so much.
There we go. Laugh some more. That his voice isn't gay, but his laugh is very gay. you don't have a very gay voice. I'm sure you realize this.
Thank you.
But you haven't been fucked in the ass yet, right?
I haven't.
Yeah, see, this is my theory when it comes to gay people. It's like that movie Baby Geniuses. Have you guys ever seen Baby Geniuses?
Is it what?
Baby Geniuses. Have you ever seen?
Oh yeah, I think I saw that movie once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, baby penises?
No, baby genius.
Oh,
talking.
Where the fuck is your mind, Neon?
I'm downloading Enya. I'm not lying.
Anyway, I haven't seen Shawshank Redemption. I haven't seen The Godfather, but I have seen Baby Geniuses. And in the movie, like when you turn 3 years old or something, you stop being a genius and become just another stupid kid. So, like, that's what it is with gay people. Like, you gotta get fucked in the ass to start having a gay-ass voice.
I think that's a great theory.
Thank you. And yeah. You're going to have to come back on the show after you get fucked in the ass.
I'll definitely, yeah.
Let's talk to our more interesting guest, P-Man. P-Man, what's up?
Yeah! Hola!
Okay, before we start recording, you were, like, switching between British and Negro, and now you're, like, on helium.
Yeah, I can't settle on an accent.
Your voice is fucked.
Why do you think so many people on the board dislike you, P-Man?
Well, you know why? You know why? Actually, I don't know why, so you tell me. I don't know.
I want your opinion. You haven't...
Okay. Let me think. Yeah.
Make your case.
Okay, I'll put some accusations at you, and you talk about them. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's a date. That's what happens daily for me at Board 8. So, I'm used to it. Let's go.
You love to mark posts, and you strive to be a moderator, and you post on that moderator board. Would you say that's fair that people dislike you for marking so many messages?
Well, no. Okay, here's my argument. I've always wanted to make this argument, but I fear people would make me look like an idiot, but that's what podcasts are all about, isn't it? No, it's not. Who cares? Well, game facts, right? It's based around marking messages so that people can be motivated and that the society of game facts does not crumble into a giant crumbly thing. And I don't know where this argument was supposed to go. It was supposed to go somewhere. I'm not sure where. I don't quite think it ended up there. So I'm just gonna shut up now.
Shut the fuck up. Stop it.
Neon, why did you disown your son? That's
wrong. What?
And that's...
So basically, your argument is that you don't think it. You think that people need to mark messages to keep the board clean?
Yeah.
That was so passionate.
Are you actually like offended by these posts?
Not really. But hey, you guys get a kick out of making fun of me and stuff like that. Well, I get a kick out of moderating you, so woot.
Do I offend you ever?
Not really. No.
Okay.
But that's one thing. Another thing I noticed. I never really pay attention to usernames on the board. So my concept of the board is just like one giant conglomerous blob of evil.
And you're here to try and moderate it.
Yes. I moderate the blob. That is my job in the universe.
Rapping for a second there, but then you stopped.
You don't actually moderate posts, P-Man. I just thought I'd point that out. You mark messages. And you hope that your masters do it and one day accept you into their clan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Does that feel a little sad?
Kinda.
Can I ask about your display picture?
No,
you
can see it.
Yeah, I know no one can see it, but it looks like he's like suffocating a moose.
I took that like a while back, and I have no idea how it ended up as my profile picture, because it somehow got on my iPod, which then I uploaded to Skype. But I took that a while back, and it's my dog wearing reindeer antler hat thing. And I'm petting the side of its head. And
so on to more important issues. What's your real life like, P-Man? What's your school life like? How many friends do you have? What kind of people do you hang out with?
I hang out, and I know this is probably going to sound really horrible. I hang out with people who are like me.
There are others?
Yeah. There are duplicates and...
Why don't you tell them all about Board 8, P-Man?
Okay, here's just a quick warning to the entire board. One of my friends, who is basically a fat clone of me, he has a GameFAQs account, and I'm pretty sure he knows about Board 8. So if he ever decides to come here, just be warned.
So you guys are going to, like, double-team that shit?
Yeah.
You would talk about double-teaming, Murr. So is that the guy you borrow your shirts from, since you wear huge shirts?
Okay, no. I'm just going to go ahead and defend myself right here, because I know you guys, at least I hope to God you guys, are just joking around with that, but I think some people are like, taking this seriously. That was the shirt that came with Metroid Prime.
But you wore trilogy. It. But you
yes,
still
I
wore it.
Because there was a video about Metroid Prime, and we made a video about a game.
What I can't wait until Dion's wife comes downstairs. And goes, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, P-Man.
Okay, just from now on, every time you read one of my posts on Board 8, you're going to be thinking about that voice.
So
I think you should get some bash advice from C-Tez.
Why do you stick around, P-Man? It's no offense, but I don't think many people around here like you. What kind of rewards do you get from sticking around?
Okay. You just think of the alternatives. There's CE, Random Insanity, Poll of the Day, other forms that not very good. Not very good.
I think someone like you belongs on Neopets.
I hear RuneScape has a great community, P-Man.
You tried Tibia.
Why did Dante talk?
I felt like it, bitch.
Ice Hawk, can you slam dunk?
I'm 6'3", of course I can.
Oh, good.
Dante's 6'2", and he can't dunk. That's Neon's point right now.
How tall are you?
But I've never tried.
He's too busy downloading Enya's box of dreams.
No, I asked how tall he is.
Dante? He's 6'2".
Neon.
Oh, I'm like 5'8". I'm short.
Anyway.
Me too.
P-Man, that was very intriguing, and I'm so glad to know about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big news this week. Big news. After years of not being able to call people Nazis in topic titles, I can do it now.
I'll say gay and suck.
Yeah, Hitler Nazi.
It's very advantageous to me.
Hitler Nazi sucks, gay, and something else.
Dick.
Oh, thank God for dick. I'm not going to stop with the gay jokes. You fucking faggot. They are all in the topic titles now. You could say them. Huge.
Someone in the blob, whose name I don't know, I forgot, they came up with a sentence with all of them.
Yeah.
Gay Nazis.
Gay Nazis
suck Hitler's dick or
can't
something.
You do it, P-Man.
Yeah. I just forgot what all the words were, too. The blob. The blob of nothingness.
Yeah,
the blob of.
Is the blob your word for Board 8?
Yes, it is. From now on, Board 8 is known as the blob.
All right. P-Man, I'm sure it'll catch on.
I need to ask you something.
What?
I don't want you to be offended by this question, but have you ever been diagnosed with any syndromes?
Probably, yeah.
Have you ever talked to a lot?
Probably. Man?
How could you have probably been diagnosed with something? Oh, the doctor probably told me I had cancer at some point or another, but I don't really remember.
You ever talk to Luster, P-Man? I think you guys get along.
I think so, too. That's what he's reminding me of.
I think he might be Luster's kid.
I think that's the mod baby. I think it's...
Holy shit, it's all coming together.
Holy shit.
What a revelation.
Is Pekinus the mother?
Yes. Luster drove over there. And
I just forgot about Pekinus's existence until just now.
That was probably for the best. Oh, the mother is N-Girl's corpse, actually. Oops. So yeah, you can say that stuff in the topic title. It was really cool for one day, and now everyone kind of laid off. Do you guys really care? After the first day, does it really matter to you guys that you can?
Well, I know countless times I've tried to make topics about how something sucks, and then, yeah.
That's the one that's really going to be useful for me. And yeah. Well, you don't have to censor your gay tea party shit now.
Yeah. Like the gay marriage topics that happen every week.
I mean, you can search gay now instead of searching star, star, star. There you go.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have drama in the most powerful fictional character contest. We talked about how Undertaker won round one before, and it came across some dude, I don't know, and Undertaker lost. And
I still think it's hilarious that Undertaker gets to be in a fictional character contest.
He's a fictional character. I don't know what
you're talking about. I know, but it's just funny that that's actually being recognized.
Basically, everyone who didn't vote for Undertaker is a loser. But then, so I felt good about myself, even though Undertaker lost, because I wasn't a loser. And now Vlado made a big deal out of it. So
who was he facing?
I don't remember. It was like some awesome dude.
That's kind of important to the equation.
No, it's not. Undertaker beats everybody. God. So everyone who didn't vote for Undertaker, you're a loser. Everyone who voted for Undertaker, you're kind of cool, but now Vlado made you left school. Congrats. So let's move on. I got modded this week for calling P-Man. P-Man. I was really upset about that. Did you mark that, P-Man?
Go ahead and guess. Just guess.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You faggot fuck. P-Man. P-Man is an alternate pronunciation of P-I. It's the soft pronunciation. Don't you know that?
Yes, well, the spelling is not an alternate spelling. So,
yeah, I'm just trying to clarify the pronunciation so people understand.
I would much rather be P-Man than Pie-Man, to be quite honest.
Do you even... What is pie? Say pie off the top of your head.
3.14196535897. And I'm sure something...
What time does Judge Wapner come on?
Neon, you're... Is that bad? You have really contributed to this podcast, let me tell you.
I'm on waffles and I'm trying to find Enya. I'm not lying.
I believe you.
Box of dreams.
Neon IMs me before the show today. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm not even going to be looking at cars. So, yeah, I'll be able to do stuff.
But... Yeah, I'm not that distracted this time. I got one this week. Do you care? Because I called I Am the Game, I Am the Gay. And I get warned.
That's intense.
It's just like, this new...
But it's allowed in topic titles now. What the fuck? And you can't say...
Yeah, I know, right? It's all horse shit.
That's bullshit. I know, I agree.
I don't think the word gay should ever be cause for moderation.
Fuck you.
I wonder... Hitler man, what do you think of that?
Nazi man, would that be better for you?
Yeah.
Would you mark Nazi man now that it's allowed in topic titles, P-Man?
What?
Would you mark me if I called you Nazi man?
Actually, no, because that's actually...
You'd rather be a Nazi than, like, P.
Really are the, like, ultimate heel. I'd say P-Man's pretty much the ultimate troll of the board now. No lie.
Probably.
He hates Jewish people.
That's usually, like, a good thing. That's, like...
What?
That makes me
Board 8's even Jewish.
Hating Jews makes you popular in user contests. I know.
Oh.
I know these things. Let's move on to this week's Game Watch. We had a few games coming out this week. Most notably, Lego Rock Band. I'm sure that'll be huge.
Woo!
Yeah, didn't even know that existed.
We have Dragon Age Origins, which might get Albion off the board in a few hours. That'd be sweet.
Ooh.
And Dante changed his Skype name to Nazi Man. And Team Fortress 2 was only $2.50 for like a shit ton of the week, so I guess half the board has it now. And Dante, you can talk for a second. How's the TF2 community right now? Is it like really thriving?
I'm gonna be honest, I bought it and haven't played it yet.
Wow. Fail.
I bought it, but then my crappy laptop with an integrated graphics card, it's just can't play it at all. Which is really pathetic.
What do you want to be when you grow up, P-Man?
Programmer.
A what?
Programmer.
A programmer?
Fuck that, be a computer engineer and make money.
So that takes
us to... Is
that
what you are, Dante?
No, I'm a civil engineer.
Sucker.
Let's move on to general conversation for this week. We have a relevant topic, as always. The topic this week is, why are some young people cool and others not? How is it that someone who's 13...
How young are we talking?
Like, around the 13 to 14 range.
Hmm.
Like, Bone Tail is generally considered cool. Justin is pretty well-liked. Rusty, well, can be well-liked.
I like Rusty.
Yeah, I mean, people like him, but he's got to find his way. He's lost. So why is it that people like P-Man come on? P-Man, what makes you so much worse than, like, Bone Tail?
Well, my main theory now is that I am so awesome that ashamed to be in my presence, so they start mocking me, so I'll go away, and they'll feel better about themselves.
No, that's my theory.
That I'm sticking with that.
Okay, P-Man. Whatever makes you go to sleep at night.
Well, that's something. That's something different.
I think Justin was always the best young user I've ever seen, because he was always willing to acknowledge his mistakes, you know? Like, if he fucked up, he wasn't embarrassed, he just laughed about it. Bonetail, I like Bonetail, but my one problem with Bonetail is he's always like, whenever these P-Man topics come up about him sucking, Bonetail's like, why is it that P-Man gets hated on but not me? I'm the same age as him. Like, he's just, like, searching for compliments. That's gay, Bonetail. Stop it. Mm-hmm. That's really gay. Really, really gay. I wanted to spit in that's really gay with you on the show, Mersh.
What?
I wanted to fit in a that's really gay with you on the show.
It is really gay.
Thank you.
It's gayer than AIDS.
You're the expert on this. What? Why is it that some kids are cool and some others aren't? Is it parenting? Why is it that some parents don't raise their kids to be good GameFAQs users?
Yeah. He doesn't even hear you right now. He's listening to Enya.
Fuck you.
Oh, I was reading the NBA topic.
Who can say where the road goes?
Neon, why are some parents good at molding their kids into good game packs users and others not? Neon, you have been fantastic this show, let me tell you.
A fucking train wreck.
I can't figure it out. You know, if you're 13 and you're a big enough loser to already want to be a computer engineer and be on GameFAQs,
I think you got to, like, really sit them down and
he hasn't matured enough,
kind of, like, help
engineer.
Guide their little fingers on the keyboard and just kind of, you know, teach them the way. Like, obviously, P-Man's parents don't like him, and that's reflected on his presence on the board. P-Man, do your parents like you?
Yeah,
No, they don't.
He had to wait till his dad went to sleep to get on this podcast, so think about that.
So you really need to be there when your kid has his first Board 8 podcast, I think. That's where I'm going
to
be.
Man, why did you have to wait till your dad went to sleep? What would he do? Would he, like, beat you if he saw you talking to Shane?
No. I just don't like interneting with people around. It feels a little creeping. Interneting is a verb. Just look it up.
So does he use a belt on your ass?
Are you supposed to talk to him like that? He's like a minor. That's
oh shit, I'm fucked.
That's why I'm not talking to Mershiness about touching another dude's balls, because that's like a sex crime.
Oh my god, I totally forgot.
Have I been trying to bring that topic up? What,
Mershiness? Are you afraid of your balls touching another guy's balls?
What?
Yeah, even if I was gay, I would want to avoid that at all costs.
In what context, like?
Like, just your balls touching another guy's balls. How much?
Just, like, touching or slamming?
No, just even grazing.
Why would I be afraid of that?
Because it's weird.
How?
Dude, your balls touching other balls. It's just weird.
Neon is saying...
It is very weird.
Neon's saying that it's okay to stick your dick in an ass, but balls on balls is a little weird.
Yes. Well,
I can't agree there.
P-Man, when do you hope to lose your virginity?
Oh, God.
P-Man?
Have we established that P-Man likes girls?
P-Man, do you like girls?
Well, we have not yet established that, have we?
What?
Do you or not?
Well, it's just like a...
Okay, when you look at porn, do you look at dicks or vaginas?
I feel like we're committing a sex crime.
I just want to delve deeper. I want to find the real P-Man, and I think he's trying to come out of the closet right now, and we got to help him. Mershiness, this is your responsibility.
I you go! Go team!
We got really off track. Let's move on to random user of the week. Board 8 Wiki's down, so I couldn't random anybody, so I just picked someone on the first page, and what do you know? Guess who always has a topic on the first page? Palmer. Palmer. Let's talk about Palmer. What do you guys think about Palmer? Let's go with you, Mer.
Palmer, he's always been one of my favorite people, but he's just been less exciting than usual lately for unknown reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he gets high all the time now, and I think
yeah,
it seems like he'd be like a lot of fun to actually like hang out with and play games with, but I don't think he's ever made a good decision in his life.
Kind of a drama.
Back when he was sober, we'd have these like hour-long conversations about Flavor of Love, and now he's just yeah.
He's kind of a drama queen, you know. He likes to call people. He likes to, I don't know, randomly dislike and like people. He's weird.
He storms away from the board like every few months, and then he's never coming back. And then he's back. Now he does, but yeah, now he does the drugs, and it's
he's
just not the same guy. What?
Are you looking down on someone for doing drugs?
No. No, but like doesn't he seem more like just kind of, I do drugs and that's it. Now he's ordering like weight loss products and getting scammed out of his money and stuff.
I mean, how can you work at a fast food restaurant and just now start smoking pot? That's just weird. P-Man, when do you hope to start smoking pot and drinking alcohol?
Something! I what? Choked on my own
Can you, like, say a complete sentence?
Do you talk like this, like, in your... So, P-Man, what's high? It's 3.14! Is that what you do?
I think we should all do P-Man impressions for the rest of the podcast.
It beats them when we did... Hey, Neon, do our merchiness voice.
No, I'm not doing the merchiness voice.
I didn't get to hear it. Please do it.
The whole podcast... And we're like, we're going to do merchandise voices gay. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
We were like,
do it. Show me.
Oh my God, I'm such a faggot. Like, it didn't work. It really did.
I want to hold hands with another guy.
Balls to balls is okay with me.
I still think it's kind of creepy, actually.
Because it is. We're going to do for a full podcast, but we decided not to. And, you know, how do we get to... We were talking about Palmer. We ended up doing...
I know.
She misses gay boy.
We're going to get really bad grades from Smurf.
No,
who's Smurf your favorite black person on the board?
You know what? Smurf hasn't graded us in a few weeks. I think that's why we've lost our way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite black person on the board?
Oh, God. Do I like black people? Yes. Yes, I like black people. probably either Thundersheep or Blazer.
Blazer's black?
Kind of.
I thought he was, like, Samoan or, like, Indian
or
something.
He's Middle Eastern.
I don't know.
Yeah, that.
Well, he called me out for being racist once, so he can be black. let's move on to winners and losers. My favorite segment. Winners this week. I just couldn't find any winners, so I awarded it to me for running this amazing podcast and starting up Song of the Week. Check it out. Search song. It's a good topic.
Great topic. Song of the Week is awesome.
Yes, thank you.
And my recommendation is actually doing good, like with the receptions of people.
You love attention.
I do.
Dante is kind of mad at me because I didn't accept him, even though he doesn't listen to music.
Yeah, you would like recommend like soundtracks and like battle themes and shit, Dante.
I could pick completely random songs every week. It'd be awesome.
let's move on to losers. Vlado is the number one loser for, you know, doing the Undertaker stuff.
Shocking.
And everyone who didn't vote for Undertaker is a loser, too. Yeah, you really
are. What if we didn't vote at all?
And you're neutral. Next, let's move on to our final segment. Survey says. Crassy's not here to do the voice, so we'll just say Survey says. Last week... Okay, I have to point this out. Last week, we did Do You Like RHCP? And I had, like, 10 people, at least, ask me what RHCP meant. And that... disturbing.
Ask you what?
What RHCP?
Yeah, I actually had to Google it because I didn't want to look like an idiot for you. But I Googled it and I typed it in wrong and I thought you were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So.
And I thought you were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm glad that you care so much about what I think, P-Man.
I'm glad that you researched that so you didn't look like an idiot.
Like, yeah.
Good call.
Anyway, this week's survey says is, and it may be. I hope people listen to the podcast before they answer this, what their prediction is for the survey says, because this podcast could could affect people's opinions.
Of course.
Do you like P-Man? That's the survey says.
Yeah, I'm going for 99%. I'm not going for
99%. I got
97%. I only interview like about 40 people, so 99% is usually a bad guess. Guess how many people said yes?
He's listening. Oh my god.
Whole answers are on the internet. Whole numbers only. Winner gets to host the show. Last week we had our first non-exact answer, and that upset me. So don't fuck up again this week. So check it out. And that's it for the show. Thank you, Dante, for your unwarranted comments and for recording. Neon.
You're welcome.
Yep. Yep. Thanks, man.
I can't slam dunk.
You were wonderful this week. Murr, thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
And P-Man, thank you for your wonderful contributions to this show.
You're welcome.
And I am out. Hope you have a good day.